Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
The best bits.
This is exciting. The man responsible for the balls that we've been throwing at people in the office, Bickers. He's here, the one
Speak
and only,
yes.
Andy Way.
Hey, guys. Nice to be here. No one's ever said I've had balls.
Mate, you've got
God, I hope so.
You've got bright red balls that have been, they've hit most people in the face in the office.
Oh, jeepers. That's yeah. not good.
Of course, talking.
That's an HR management, HR
well,
problem.
Then. It's a weird way to promote a show, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just get balls in everybody's face and it's hard to ignore.
I was quite excited when the promo arrived for The Cube is what we're talking about, your show, the premiere tonight at 7:30, because it did have the red balls in this box. Mm. And I thought my two-year-old is going to love that. It's not often promo stuff is of use in my home, and it really was.
Well, I mean, the other thing about promo stuff is it's you look at it and go, that's going to last 2 hours as before it breaks, generally. And so I'm not sure where ours is at with regards to that.
No, they're lasting.
But, okay, cool.
Your balls are still going strong.
No, your balls are looking better than ever.
So pleasing.
It's always fun when there's a new show, especially a new show that's on the network we're on just before, because it's always helpful if it boosts our rating.
Yes.
So talk to us about this new show.
I was hoping you guys might give me the kicking lead in.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. God, well, no.
I'm on the project tonight.
Yes,
you are. Right.
Which I actually spoke to the network and went, they said, it would be great for you for the first time ever to co-host the project with the guys. I was like, I think people sitting through an hour of me is tough. Why are we extending that by double the amount of time?
Mate, because this is what they do. They grab onto you and flog you to death. We're on for 3 hours.
Weren't you on Studio 10 this morning? It's a whole day of Andy on Channel 10.
Mate, if you see Sarah Harris and Carrie Bickmore in the same day, you've been at the station too long.
Stop it.
Well, I just meant.
It's the highlights of your day.
Yeah, sorry. I just meant it's a long, you know.
I'd accidentally got in way too early for Studio 10. 7 advertorials later. And tell you what, my credit card keeps getting debited because I'm like, yeah, I'll buy that. That sounds like...
Well, 7 things called a suck and blow.
Yeah, exactly. That sounds like a genuine conversation between two people for the very first time. Yes. Yeah, I'll use that new app that helps me check my credit rating.
You know what my last scissors didn't do? Cut through a shoe.
Exactly. That's
what
I need.
Finally.
My vacuum doesn't pick up any bowling balls.
I've got bowling balls strewn around my house.
So anyway, yes, The Cube tonight, 7:30.
Yeah.
If you can endure the hour of me through the project, you can watch this with the sound down.
I've been seeing the ads with the sound down, and I agree. Is it does it genuinely just take place in this clear cube?
There is a 4x4 meter Perspex cube where skill games and memory games are set up inside, one game at a time.
Yep.
And you've got to work your way through 7 games to win $250,000. Your money doubles every game you go through, but you have to. There's no safe zones. So you have to risk all your money.
So you can
go to the
stop.
Next. Okay.
To go
to the next,
and you can stop and you get to see the game before you decide whether you want to play it. So you can.
So what kind of games are we talking about?
Well, there's such a mix. I mean, the ones that I found fascinating were, there were a lot of blindfolded games.
Yep.
Where you might be blindfolded in a corner of the cube, you get to look at the cube beforehand, and there's just a barrier or a hurdle in the middle, and all you have to do is
get
walk across the cube and get over it.
But blindfolded.
And you can't leave, you can't pace it out before looking at it. So you've got to judge on your own perception of how many steps it may take. Of course, some people might lose a couple of lives, but what we found is the team.
Oh, sorry, that's a term in the game.
Yeah.
I thought you were like, well, some people will die playing this game. But it is worth it.
I think it's the Hunger Games. It is the Hunger Games.
We lost a few contestants, but it makes for gripping TV.
Has that happened on? That would have happened on game shows, wouldn't it?
Oh. Someone would have passed away, particularly getting the excitement of getting called down for The Price is Right. That'd be a
stuff.
Yeah. Well, we certainly had some. Because it's so tense, particularly if someone's decided to play for. They've risked, say, $50,000 to play for $100,000.
Yeah. Gosh, that's a huge.
They're a mixture of two-player games and one-player games. So if it comes down to a one-player game, you two, if you're a team, you turn to each other and go, do we want to play this? Yes, I think you should go in. And so one person's in there by themselves and the only
playing
way out...
Playing for both of you.
Playing for both. The only way out is with $100,000 or nothing. And so...
I mean, I'd definitely go in. You'd be hopeless.
How good are you
We'd
at
never leave the $100,000 up to you.
What about throwing games? Catching, you'd be fine?
Bickers can't catch.
I can.
Andy, can you stick around?
Love to.
We need to see a pick from your past.
We'll do that after this. It's Carrie and Tommy for your weekend.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Taking a look back at the archives of your guys' lives.
When was that? When did that happen?
And here with a pick from his past, the new name of this segment.
I need you to know.
That'd be nice. Pick, and then we can just take the pick apart theme song.
Pick a pass, pick a pass, pick a pass, pick a pass.
What's that from? I laughed then. I didn't know what you were talking
pick
about.
Pick apart. Do you not know that ad?
No.
It was.
And you pick your part and you do it all yourself.
It was pick apart was a place where you drop your car off and you normally get $200 just for any car. And they'd leave a whole range of cars out there. Mm. And if your car broke down and you needed the part specifically, you went out to this car yard and searched for your car and you could take the part. So what? Don't leave that
take
car.
Take your tools and do it all yourself.
Exactly. Don't leave that car just lying in a heap. Come to pick up part where everything's cheap. Secondhand cars.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What era? 80s?
Pick a part, pick 90s. A part.
Don't pretend that you're much younger than us.
Mate, I don't remember this, okay? He turned 40 yesterday.
Yesterday?
No, yeah, but I didn't turn. Yes, this is. Yeah.
He didn't turn 40, but yeah, I like to say he turned 40.
How old are you?
I told the Tinder girls he turned 44.
The Tinder girls are our cheer squad that we have for our show. They come in here every Tuesday to boost morale.
The Tinder girls.
Okay, give us your pick from
your guys' lives.
I've got two, and the first one's just quick, right?
Okay.
This is me as a two-year-old.
Hang on.
Yeah. That's
if you want to zoom in on the, if you want to zoom in on the background on the couch,
what have we got? Oh my God! What is that?
My what brother has photobombed with his penis.
It's you in a onesie being held up by someone, and in the background is your brother lying on a couch with his
pick a peen, pick a peen, pick a peen, pick a peen.
Bring your tools.
I just
show me again. Oh, that's weird.
You can because it's you can. I think you can.
I can't. Can't you because it's a kid?
Yeah,
well,
no, actually, no, it sounds even worse. Yeah. But you can.
Just not without enthusiasm.
But what was amazing was Dad sent that through the family and went, hey, great to see this as a two-year-old because my brother's son, my nephew is a two-year-old. And then we'll kind of, no one saw the surprise peen in the background on my shoulder pretty much until, and as soon as you see it, you can't unsee it.
But I can imagine you could go through decades and have that photo and no one noticed a peen in the background.
No one had ever noticed it until Dad sent it around more recently.
This recently,
The pinch and zoom feature makes it much easier to spot such things.
Because
otherwise you've got to move it right across your face.
Has he come along over the years?
he's come along, if you know what I mean. I want to see
still
if I
feel got... uncomfortable that you had to ask Carrie for your phone back.
Well, I wanted to show you another photo from that we found in a similar rain. Oh, I'm not sure about it. I'll get it to you guys. But
we'll get you back.
This just turned into a peen shot segment.
We saw a picture of my mum sent around a picture of her pregnant with me, and it was just the most beautiful picture. And she's in a bikini, and she's pregnant with me with her belly out. And it was only until I posted that online going, this is mum pregnant me, where someone goes, we like her penis, and you realise her thumb is played, like she's got her thumb on her hip. And
how long's her thumb?
It does look like, it looks exactly like she has just got her wang out. Anyway, so it runs the family. Anyway, this is not...
Well, now I need to see that. I want to see your mum's wang as well as your brother's.
We dig in to the peens of your guys' lives.
I'm going to take this away because unfortunately I took it down that path. But this is the photo that I want to show. Do you want to show Tommy first?
Yeah. You go.
It's me, 8 years old.
Standing on a boogie board. Yep. Not an ocean in sight.
Not an ocean in sight.
On
and
hardwood,
a
the fashion of the time.
The fashion of time. Lovely. You wear those shorts.
Oh,
these
you're so cute.
Huge head. And
in proportion, though.
Right arm in
plaster.
Yes.
And the backstory for this, Dad loved me challenging my fears. We went out a couple of days before into the ocean. He took me all the way out the back and he said, okay, you're going to catch your wave.
You're so, how old are you?
I think I'm about eight.
Yeah.
7 or 8. So I go for it. He goes, let's do a big one. No problem. Go for it, get dumped on the rocks, break my arm. kind of waddle back to me. He goes, oh, you're right. It's like, yeah, I've got a sore arm. He goes, just rub it, just rub it. So I'm rubbing it, going, oh, it hurts a bit. He's like, nah, just keep rubbing it. We play on the water. I'm like, nah, it really hurts, Dad. So we go home, doesn't take me to hospital or anything. Wake up the next day and I go, hey, Dad, my arm's still a bit sore. He's like, just keep rubbing it. It'll be fine. We're back to the ocean and we went to the water. I said, no, Dad, I'm going to have to tell you it's really sore. He's like, oh, gosh, ruined the holiday. But, yeah, we'll go to the doctor. broken up.
Also, rubbing is not good advice for any scenario.
You always say it to kids,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, just rub it, it'll make it feel better.
It was about 40 hours of rubbing my broken arm before.
That's probably how you broke it. You probably rubbed it into a break.
Is that the only break you had, bone break, in your childhood?
I had a lot of accidents, but I think that's the only bone break. Yeah, I had other things like dislocated knees and I had 13 stitches on my bottom. God.
What? How?
I also knackered myself on a bike and ruptured my urethra.
Stop it.
And it
oh
took,
my God.
I didn't realize.
Well, go on. It's the theme of the show. Get this photo out.
Tackle talk. It begins again.
That's a better
come
name.
Come back next week for peens from the past.
Carrie and Tommy. The best bits.
Still joined by Andy Lee.
Yes, we were going to let you go, Andy, until you started telling us this story that we decided was too good to hear off air and we needed to share with the people.
I'll tell it quickly because it's a long story, but... So, knackered myself on a bike and ruptured my urethra.
Oh! Why?
Stop it! Why?
And 12 years later, the scar tissue buildup completely cut off the urethra, so I couldn't wee at all. And you know...
You're full of urine at the moment?
Not funny, but it's horrible.
It was Hamish and my, I think, first year of radio. And you know how you go to the toilet in the ad break before
this
the news?
This is a lot of information.
So I've gone in to go to the toilet and I'm like, it's 5 minutes of news, I'll be fine. 5 minutes of ads, I'll be fine. Couldn't wee. I'm like, oh my gosh. Then the news starts. I'm like, this is really, really bad.
Painful or just,
no,
or
just nothing
coming out of
nothing.
The holes
exactly.
In your body?
Yeah, exactly.
That's out my belly button. That's not right.
Like a fountain. Anyway, I push as hard as I can.
Oh, gosh.
This clot
so
comes out, blood just goes everywhere. Right?
Oh my God, a clot's come out. What are you doing? You know we're on air.
I wrap my area in toilet paper and I run
rub
in.
It. You didn't rub it?
And I run to interview and I to the show and the news finishes. I'm like, good afternoon, Hamish, Daddy, driving you home. And Hamish's looking at me and we get to the first song and he goes, gee, you cut it fine, mate. You cut it fine. It's like, yeah. Just so you know, currently bleeding from my penis. He's like, right. I go, what happens? Like, just nothing was coming out. It closed off. And he said, you know what? We should flush it out. Flush it out. He goes, just start drinking water. I was like, good idea.
Oh, so I start why do you take advice from all these people that aren't doctors?
Yeah, sure, you at least throw it to phones, 13, 10, 60.
So unfortunately for me, two operations later, they took 6 square centimetres from the inside of my cheeks. They grafted it into my doodle. And I had to do it.
You got a cheek dig, mate.
Yes. Hamish is convinced I can taste anything when I wee. But it's a cautionary tale for when your brother, when you're 12, puts an extra brick under the plank when you're on your BMS bikes and goes, you test the jump first and we'll see if it works. Tell him, no, you test it first. Because coming down on the
oh
bar
my God.
Was cost me a lot of money and a lot of time.
Well, I've never had a guest where we finished the chat and I've got ghost pains in my penis. I've never had that before.
I know. This is probably inappropriate for family.
It's perfect for tackle talk. It's the exact kind of gear you want.
Andy Lee, thank you, mate.
Oh,
pleasure.
My God.
Now we have to talk about it on the project at least.
Carrie and Tommy.
It's been a while since we've done this.
Ooh.
What makes you feel good? What gets you in the mood? Now, don't be confused because what gets you in the mood, what makes you feel good, you'd think would be something sexual. It's not. It's usually the opposite of that. It's just something that I'm really into doing.
Yes.
And that I finish doing and I'm like, why don't I do that more?
Do you know what is a dangerous one for me?
What?
I really like, you know, on the when you're driving and the lines that wake you up.
Yes.
Go, brrr.
Yeah.
I'm really into them.
But is that a sexual thing?
Yes.
Yeah, that's not what this is, remember?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. Tell me more.
So.
Yes.
I've discovered a new part of my body that I like having played with.
you need to listen to your own rules.
No, but it's not a saucy thing.
Okay.
It is so relaxing.
Yes.
So you know I was
your
late
weenus?
To the whole massage thing, right? I never liked massages. Remember Fifi Box bought me this big long 3-hour massage and then I told her just before I went in, so I know I don't even like them.
3 hours is so long.
A long time.
That's so long.
Yeah, it actually was amazing, and it did turn me, I think, into massages. But I'm new to massages. I used to find that my brain was too busy during them. I had my to-do list to run through. I was thinking there's a lot more I could be doing with this time.
Yes.
Sometimes I'd find I'd get cold. I couldn't tell them that I was cold. Other times I'd find I was ticklish. Yeah. It was all a lot for my senses.
That's quite nice being tickled though.
Nah, I don't like it.
Yeah, neither.
Yeah, not when you're trying to relax. You don't want to be like, during your massage. Anyway, I've come around to them. But there's certain parts that I really like.
Okay.
Right? Really like my head being done. Really like my head. So that's about a year ago
those
I developed
bits
that.
Behind the ears.
On back of my neck. And when they pull your head, like they're going to pull your head off.
Yes.
Oh, amazing.
Pop me head off.
But my new thing, my hands. Oh, my God. This morning, I went and had a facial. Don't know why she touched my hands, but it was amazing. And I lay there and I was like, I could almost go to sleep. It was so relaxing. Again, non-sexual. I know you're thinking that. It really wasn't.
Because I've had one hand massage.
Yeah.
And I had to stop.
Why?
Because I told the man, I said, if you keep doing this, I'm going to try and kiss you.
Okay, well, I was going to try and give you a hand massage, but I think that'll be weird. So
no, I can't do it. It's
why?
Too,
Sonda,
it's,
I'm going to give. I want to see if I can do it because I was really paying a lot of attention.
It's too intimate. Also, you know how
intimate is that? What you think it is?
It's too intimate. But also, you know how how after our big night we were complaining of.
Come around, Sonda.
You know how after
our
big night.
I can't now that he said that he made it kiss him.
You know how after our big night. Yep. Our hands
Sonda,
were hurting.
Get your ass around here. Yes, I've worked out what mine was from.
Well, mine's gone black.
Oh, you're bruised. Yeah. What did you do with your hand?
I don't know.
Mine was tennis
really
elbow.
Sore.
I worked out.
Was it
from a tennis? Okay, hold on. I feel like you
why,
need to sit
Sonda,
down.
Why,
properly.
Are you on your
why
knees?
Are you bent on your knees? Bring a chair around, mate. Bring a chair around. Come on. Oh. Let's do this.
Oh. This is gross.
So it's much
just
cream.
Her hands in.
I may
so
have got a bit much.
Cream.
I may have got a bit much. And then if you like this, you can have a crack, okay? You watch. You can say what's
it's
going
too
on.
Intimate,
can you roll
mate.
Your arm up? No, but it wasn't intimate this morning with the lady. It sent me to sleep.
But that's because you're dead inside.
I'm not dead inside.
Sonda, look Carrie in the eyes while she does this.
We need Sonda near a mic.
Look Carrie in the eyes.
No, you don't have to look me in the
look
eyes.
Look her in the eyes.
You don't have to look.
Oh, oh she's gone all the way up to the elbow.
Oh,
that is so much.
Why are you giving the wrist so much?
Because this is what the lady did to me, right?
Sonda, don't shut your eyes. Look Carrie in the eyes. Sonda, look her in the eyes. Sonda, open your eyes.
Where's your mic? Bring your mic near Sonda. I need her to tell me.
Sonda.
Can you paint the picture for everybody, Tommy, what I'm doing?
Yeah, you're rubbing up and down Sonda's arm as she...
if you don't
mate,
like it, I could stop.
Isn't it the most
I don't
intimate...
want to do something that you're uncomfortable
it's
with.
It's really wonderful.
I thought you...
I can't look at you while you're touching.
If this goes any further, will you try and kiss her?
I might try and kiss you.
What am I doing now? This is good, isn't it? This bit. Wait for this bit. What am I doing now?
She's stroking my fingers.
Sonda, are you crying?
Very.
Is this the most intimate you've been in a long time? Have you ever had someone touch you like this?
It's pretty good though, isn't
someone
it?
Someone I work with.
The in-between the fingers stuff is so intimate.
So
if someone's going to rub in between my fingers, they better marry me or get the hell out of my life.
Carrie and Tommy, the best bits.
So, Ollie on the weekend was giving me quite the laugh, my son, who's 13. He was showing me a video that's an old video. Some of you may have seen it. We'll put it on our socials if you want to have a laugh yourself. It is a ball kid at the Barcelona. Open in 2016. He goes to pick up a ball and then he races back to the back line and he bangs into the wall.
It's so funny because the sound it makes, like it must be that like aluminium like layer over the top.
Yeah. And his recovery is extraordinary. Yes. He crashes, turns around, straightens back up in half a second.
And just as the serving player turns around to see what it was.
Yeah, and the serving player's got that disgusted look of, what's the noise? Not knowing the kid's rammed into the back wall.
That was my head, mate. That was my head. And now I say Barcelona.
Anyway, it's made me laugh so much and I keep watching it over and over. It's only funny seeing someone. I mean, I don't know. Why is it funny seeing people banging?
Oh, it's so funny. Remember that clip of the guy that tries to streak across the tennis court and doesn't realise it's surrounded by glass?
No.
And he just runs straight into it because he's running nude and he runs in and doesn't see the glass door and just hits it, goes boom, and falls over and then gets up panicked and runs off.
Okay, well, now I need to see that as well. You can find that for me.
Have you seen the one where the girl's trying to get into the squash court and she goes into the glass
man.
And then she goes into the next one and then the next one as well? Yeah. We're going to put that on the socials as well.
Anyway.
We should do a segment called Have You Seen the One? And you just describe internet videos.
Well, I said to him, I said, it's so amazing. His recovery is so amazing. And I said, because it's funny, Ollie, I used to be a ball kid.
Oh, no.
And once I got hit in the head by a ball, and he goes, yeah, Mum, I know. Anyway, so he hit me and I kept trying to tell the story. He said, yeah, I've heard it. And I was like, oh. And he didn't want to hear my story. But it's a really good story. If you haven't heard it, it was
There's no one left that hasn't heard it.
In WA. And I was a ball kid.
Okay, what happened?
13.
Okay.
And Yvonne Lendl, one of the things when you're...
Not Yvonne Lendl.
When you're at the back of the court, right, and you're a ball kid, you're told you've got to let it... if you're a feeder, which is the one that bounces the balls to them when they're serving, you're told you've got to let the ball bounce once and then you catch it. You'll see them put their hand up quickly and catch it, right? And I was such a goody two-shoes who liked to follow the rules that in my head I always had let it bounce once, catch, let it bounce once, catch. Anyway, he served at 180 k's an hour in my direction and the player that he was playing against missed it. And so the ace was coming towards me and in my head I was like, let it bounce once, let it bounce once. And then it whacked me straight in the head and hit me to the ground. I had to be taken off. That was my ball days.
Did Yvonne Rendell speak to you?
I was about to make that bit up. I don't know if he did. I assumed he did, but I don't remember having any interaction with Yvonne Lendl.
No signed merch? No,
I did get a signed tennis racket thing, tennis cover, but lots of other people signed it as well. Yeah.
That's good, though. That's something.
Anyway, he didn't want to hear my story. My
Yvonne
great
Lendl.
Fame story. No, my son, Ollie.
Yvonne Lendl was like, I was there, mate. I'm the one that clocked you.
And I realised that it's the story that I tell everyone and everyone's heard it and they don't want to hear it anymore. Yep. Even my 13-year-old son does not want to hear how I can relate to that funny clip of the ball kid.
Well, it's so hard, Foley, because he's heard it out of your own mouth, like face to face, but he's also heard it on this radio show.
Yep.
He's heard it on the project.
Yep.
He's heard it in every format.
It's just such a good story,
You've got
though.
To write it out for him and send it to him. It's such a good story. You don't even remember if Yvonne Lendl talked to you.
No, I don't. I should get that bit of the story right for it. Next time I tell it, I'll have that bit sorted.
Change it every time.
It reminds me because my dad likes to tell a story. It's a new one that he's got from about 2 years ago and he tells anyone that'll hear it. It's about the time that you and him and Ollie and I and we all went on a bus ride. You got really drunk.
No, no.
Yeah, we went on a dinner bus ride through London and Tommy made quite the impression on my dad.
No, I was fine.
In fact, when we got off the bus, Ollie asked if we could go home in not your car.
He did not want to ride with you. And then you got into your car and you went, I've got a story for you. And he went, I'm getting in with Tommy. I don't want to hear this story. At the start of next time you tell that story, can you promise me that you say, lend me your ear, I've got a story to tell you. And then when they say what, you say, trust me, it'll be really funny when I get to this.
Well, this is what I want to do, 13 10 60. Everyone's got a story that no one in their family wants to hear anymore. It is a great yarn.
Yeah.
It still needs to be heard by people, just not your family and close friends. I want you to give us a call, 13 10 60. Mm. We're here. We're all ears. I can't wait to hear it. Lend us your ear.
Your ears.
131060 is the number. We'll take your calls next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
131060, we're looking for those incredible stories that your family's just a bit sick of.
Yeah, I continue to regale the tale of being hit in the head by a ball, a serve from Yvonne Lendl back when I was 13, and my son do not want to hear that story no more.
Despite, do you say to him, Lendl me your ears?
I don't. But we want to hear your stories, or as you've worked out in the break, a great little spin on it. You
Lendl me your ears, Yvonne to tell you a story.
Yvonne to tell you. Or Yvonne to hear your story.
Lisa, Yvonne to hear your story.
I want to tell you my story.
Thank you.
So can I just check, Lisa, first of all, is this, how many times would you have told this story?
Probably over 20 times at least.
Yeah. Yeah. Perfect. And perfect. No one wants to hear it anymore.
No, no one wants to hear it any store.
Because well, I want to.
I want to too.
So I have lots of poo stories because I'm a nurse. So this is yet perfect. Another story.
Well, it's a safe place.
I was traveling at night time on a Northern Territory highway and needed to do a poo. And no one about. This was quite late on a highway, and pulled over and couldn't really pull off the highway very far because of ditches. So was in the process and had done the deed, and a road train was coming and put his lights on, all his lights on, and gave me a nice little honk as he went past. But the force of the wind of it going past made me lose my balance, and I had to commando roll to avoid falling in my own number two.
It's just rare that you see someone's bottom end in the top end, isn't it? Lisa, that was great.
I think Ollie would prefer to hear it again. That story than mine.
That's very good. G'day, Kate.
Hi, hi, lend me your ears.
I want to hear your story.
I reckon you would. About 14 years ago, I was getting married a week later, but we had to go to my husband's son's bar mitzvah. So...
Is this how you start all the stories? Because, Kate, bars your family. You don't. I'm not gripped at this point. I'm Vant enjoying this story.
No, you've got it, Kate. You've got it.
So it was very conservative synagogue, all the men down on the ground floor, all the women upstairs. I was the only Catholic and very conservative in the synagogue, and then my phone rigs, the old Nokia phone, and I was racing about for it because the ringtone was Jingle Bells, and it was like Spot the Catholic in the synagogue, and I was just crying and went red.
Kate, thank you, Kate.
Was that all party?
No, that was great, Kate. Thank you. I want to go to the next one. G'day.
I want to too.
G'day, Dave.
G'day.
Lendle me your story.
When we were young teens growing up in Bendigo, we only had the one bathroom, and at that evening, my mum was in the shower and my sister was busting for a poo. So her solution was...
It's all poo stories.
It's not, mate. We had a Jingle Bells one. Let me have fun again.
So my sister's solution to that was to run into her bedroom and get a dustbin and do a poo into the dustbin.
Is that your story, Dave?
That was good.
I was expecting like
sorry,
tails.
Bickers.
Probably,
we don't always poo in dustbins, mate.
He pooed it. His sister pooed in a dustbin.
That's pretty good.
Is it?
Yes. I want to try the segment again next week.
I won't.
Sorry?
I won't be here.
Jesse, can you lendle me an ad break, please?
Carrie and Tommy, the best bits.
So, Golden Globes weren't the usual Golden Globes. They were done, I was going to say virally. That sounds gross.
Hey, they were done virally. Virally Zoom.
They were done...
via links.
What's the word I'm looking
Zoom.
For? Zoom. They were done virtually.
Remotely. Oh,
virtually.
Sorry. Okay.
V word.
Play a song, Jesse. We are done.
Anyway, there was no after parties, except there were, though, for some people, including Tiffany Haddish. Tiffany Haddish, funny, funny woman, Girls Trip, Night School, Secret Life of Pets.
What?
Keep going.
Girls Trip, Night School.
Don't interrupt
just some
her.
Some of the movies she's been in. I'm on her IMDb. That's what it says.
Girls Trip, Night School. You know them.
The kitchen.
What was your favourite bit about night school?
In 2019, did you see the kitchen?
Jeez, yeah, it's been a long time since you've been into the kitchen.
Lego Movie 2.
Okay.
Like a Boss. You want me to continue? You know who I'm talking about.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, anyway,
I love her.
She had an after party.
Common's girlfriend.
Who's Common?
Common, the rapper. Anyway,
okay. Do you want to list some
Common
songs?
He was from the kitchen, girls trip.
Anyway, she had an after party at her house and I saw this vision and it's the sort of after party you and I, anyone would have. It was the most normal after party. It was in their backyard. There were girls going up and down.
There's girls going up and down
on a pole, which everyone's like, what?
But like, you've just said that's a party that we had.
But like the veranda had a pole and they were like doing up and down movements the way any of us would do in the backyard.
Of course. Standard veranda pole session that we always have after our survey work drinks.
Anyway, then the cops were called because the cops are having parties at the moment over there because of COVID. She was very abiding.
Working the pole.
And she shut the party down.
Okay, D, with the police? Oh, shit, I gotta take a picture with the police. Oh, shit. It's six of us, and we done shut the block down. Hold up, I'm gonna post it, okay?
Should I message her?
Well, the only reason I bring this to you is because when I think Tiffany Haddish, I just think of you. And I thought it's just a lovely chance to remind people of the time that Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish came on and you and her almost hooked up.
Wait a minute, do he got kids? Well, my phone number is 310.
Okay, Tiffany.
We love you both. Kevin Hart, Tiffany Haddish, thank you so much for coming.
You said you love me.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much.
924. Email me at.
Okay,
you emailed her, didn't you?
Yeah, she just weirdly writes back every now and then. Like
she
just,
does not.
Yeah. We've talked what? About this, mate.
No, that was years ago. I thought that was just off the back of the...
Did you get invited to that party?
Hold on. We can't skip over this. Even all these years on.
That's why I just said, do you want me to message her?
I thought that was a joke. What do you email each other about?
Sometimes I'll just send her a random email and she'll write back.
Give me one. I need you to find one and give me one.
Do you want me to just email her now and see if she...
I want you to email her now. Okay. That is a fabulous idea. Okay. I would like you to also read out some of the ones that you've got from her.
Okay, sure.
Oh, my God. You're emailing like the chick from the kitchen.
Carrie and Tommy, the best bits.
I'm not feeling confident about the message I send.
The message you sent today to Tiffany Haddish, if you have joined us.
Sorry, yes. I've been because I've been deep in the moment because
you've been off there doing it, but people may have just switched.
Yes.
Tiffany Haddish, well known for the movie Kitchen. The Kitchen, yep. Girls Trip,
Night at the School or something.
Not Night at the Museum. What was the other one? Anyway,
she's a massive stand-up comedian.
Very funny woman. We had her on a few years ago, and she took a liking to you, and you took a liking to her, and she gave you her number and her email address. And you've revealed that you've been messaging her quite a bit.
Not quite a bit.
Oh, you're retracting that?
Well, I thought, because then you said, what are some of the messages? Yes. And then I searched, and I'm like, it's absolutely not quite a bit.
Okay.
So I had.
When was the last one?
The last one I wrote to her was about, I was up and watching her on Letterman.
Oh, my God.
And I said...
Oh, mate.
Hey, babe, just watch you on the TV.
Oh.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. And she must have talked about...
Did you say babe?
No. I said, hey, Tiff, just watching on Letterman, wanted to send you some love from Australia. If you ever need more gardening help, I offer a very reasonable rate. I have no qualifications, but I make up for it with enthusiasm. And she wrote back, hey, Tommy, you're so sweet. Thank you.
Sweet.
I will take you up on that offer.
Oh. That's a very neutral message. That's her being nice but not interested anymore.
Yeah. I don't think ever interested, to be honest. But anyway.
So did you just message her then?
Yes.
And what did you write to her?
So I wrote, because obviously we were talking about her party getting shut down by the cops.
She had
her
Golden Globes party getting shut down.
And so I just wrote to her and I said, come back to Australia and party. Ours don't get shut down here. Just let me know flight times. I'll meet you at the airport. Yeah.
She knows you're a comedian?
What?
She just thinks you're a stalker. Does she know that that's a joke? Did you like a laughy face afterwards or something?
No. Was I meant to put a laughy face? I got told the other day that laughy faces are not a thing anymore.
Well, something to make her not think that you actually are that keen that you meet her at the airport.
I got told people doing those crying faces instead of the laughy faces.
Or whatever.
Faces.
Did you put something
Yeah, but then
after
if
that?
I put the cry face, she thinks I'll rock up at the airport crying.
Okay, did you put a...
Well, what if she's into it and you've put a crying face or a laughy face?
I put
a...
I put a full stop.
No, I put a kiss.
A kiss?
Yeah. I wish I didn't whisper it.
That's like a kiss kiss, yeah, like a little kiss. Tiny.
Yeah.
And so, you thought my Tinder chat was bad.
This is not Tinder, mate. This is two friends messaging each other.
On email?
Yes.
So intimate. And what was her response?
She wrote back and she said, I'll keep that in mind and let you know.
Okay, this woman doesn't want you to keep messaging her.
Four kisses.
No, that's just her. No, when you go above two, it's just kiss, 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 kiss. It means nothing.
Four kisses.
Yeah, it means nothing.
Guess what else?
I've sent four to people before that
There was actually not four kisses. I just added that at the end to give it. There was nothing. No full stop, nothing.
Just I'll keep that in mind.
Keep that in mind, let you know.
Yeah, it's time to stop messaging this poor woman.
Poor woman. Yeah,
that's not someone that's engaging. Like, if she was she'd write a message.
I haven't messaged her in over a year. Also,
I'm just saying.
I mean, she came on to Tommy first.
Tommy just said in the last break, yeah, I message her. He put it out there like you got this thing going on. It's just her being polite to a guy that keeps emailing her.
I don't keep. It's been over a year.
Well, then don't claim that you message her all the time like you did before.
Mate, you can't encourage me to do these things and then when I do be like, stop harassing people.
I can because it's funny.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This
is Carrie and Tommy.
The best bits.